Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome into the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Dustin Hockensmith and Greg Pickle here for our, I'm labeling it now, our National Signing Day extravaganza.
Look ahead.
Looking ahead to the early signing period, December 19th. We'll have a little bit more next week on this as well. And obviously, as the names roll in, the signatures roll in, and things in the 2019 class become official, we'll have a lot more analysis on what's in Penn State's class. We're coming to you right now from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. We're looking at signing day at the class as it stands now. 16 commitments. We're going to look at it from the offensive side of the ball. We're going to look at it from the defensive side of the ball. We're going to look at a few of the names in this class who look to be the most college ready in the group. Some of that will depend on who's enrolling in January and who isn't. That's always a big factor in college readiness. We're going to close out the show with Ask Greg. I'm sure without looking that we've got some recruiting questions there as well. It's a key time where Penn State is still hammering out visits, and they're trying to get to the finish line in this class. You got the early signing period in December 19th. You also have the more traditional National Signing Day in February. So things won't come to a close this week, but we saw last year, the first year, Greg, of this early signing window, a lot of the work will be done before the end of the month.
Yeah, there's no question about it. I mean, the best part about this new signing day for both players and for coaches is that you now know where the dust settles before the end of the year. So if you're a guy who has been long committed to Penn State but wants to look elsewhere, you're not going to sign your national letter of intent. And then that signals to the coaching staff, okay, we need to reevaluate this. Is this a guy we think we can get? Is this a guy that's worth our time to keep pursuing? Is this a guy that we think we should be, trying to get? Or is he probably going to walk away from us, so we're going to start looking at other options? That's all the things that they need to discuss and figure out if a guy doesn't sign. The good news at this point in time for Penn State is that there's no one on that list now that Emory Simmons decommitted, leaving Penn State, which is one wide receiver in his class. There's nobody on the current commit list that screams to me that is a guy that might not sign on National Signing Day. I know there was a lot of concern over John Dunmore and whether the four-star receiver from Florida might look around. Keep in mind, a lot of that talk centered on Florida State being the other school that he might look at. Well, Florida State didn't exactly have a tremendous year on the football field this year, and I think that pretty much quelled a lot of that smoke. So at this point, they should have a relatively straightforward signing day, and they would hope to land Noah Kane, the Florida four-star running back who announces on signing day, and add him to this class as well.
Yeah, he fits what we're talking about now, which is looking at the offensive commits in the class. And Penn State making it pretty clear they would love to get at least a second wide receiver in this class. They would love to get a second running back in this class too. Those are both positions where – you know, you got to keep moving in the right direction. And as good as the depth might seem in 2019, you got to keep the roster numbers flowing. And so they're out on a mission. The second running back will be interesting. Like, if it's not Noah Kane, then who is it? Do you push hard for another guy? That's always the essence of recruiting. Looking at the offensive class so far, the highest rated player on the board, if you're looking at 24/7 Sports, is Caden Wallace, the offensive lineman from Hunt School in New Jersey. An interesting guy because he's nationally ranked as a guard. He's listed around 6'5 and 295. I see a guy, and Penn State has a history of doing this, I see a guy who can play guard and or tackle. They're going to cross train him. I think the length is fine. You know, if Ryan Bates can play tackle at the next level, Caden Wallace could play tackle at the next level. I don't think it's a done deal. He's a guard. He can only play guard. He looks long enough and athletic enough to be able to make the grade. Maybe not as an ideal left tackle type, but somebody who can make it happen on the right side.
Yeah, there's no question about it. I mean, I think if you watch the social media video of him sort of doing a hand flip or whatever into the last team meeting room during his unofficial visit to campus last weekend, I mean, guy can move. He's a pretty nimble offensive lineman who's listed at, what, 6'5", 295. I mean, it's rare when an offensive lineman is Penn State's top-rated recruit. In fact, think you'd probably have to go back a good ways to find the last time that was the case. I could be wrong, but
was Michael Mena in 2016?
It was Sanders ahead of him. I guess that's what, you know what, we both have these wonderful computer things in front of us. Let's take a little look-see here. This is tremendous, tremendous for the folks at home. But Sanders was 21, Mena was 28 back in 2016. So it's probably been a while since a lineman has been this highly rated. And, you know, I think that what it comes down to is that Penn State's getting a really good one here. And not only that, not only a really good one, but a guy that's never been a diva, never been, never threatened to look elsewhere. He was never a guy you thought might walk away from this class. He's been a leader as much as he could be. And it's been really good, I think, for Penn State to have him in the class for as long as it has. He's been very active on social media. He's been very active on making sure guys are feel welcome when they come to campus. He's been to campus quite a bit. So, I mean, this is a good thing all the way around for Penn State. And they get a guy that, you're right, could play a number of positions at the next level and could make an impact really as soon as he steps on campus.
This is the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're looking ahead to the early signing period. Penn State's got 16 commits in its 2019 class. We're looking at the offensive side of the ball now. Just talked about Caden Wallace. We'll look at some others as well. This segment brought to you by GoPSURV.com, where they are giving you the best deal of the season, maybe the best deal ever. Right now, you purchase a gift card or credit with GoPSURV.com, they will double its value. It's like getting your next RV rental for 50% off. Contact them today for more details. You can call 1-800-519-8467. You can learn more at GoPSURV.com as well. That offer ends December 31st, 2018, so you better get on it. Can't recommend GoPSURV.com enough. It's an awesome way to spend a tailgating weekend of any kind, looking ahead to Penn State in 2019 especially.
Let me stop you.
Please.
Let's play the game. Who was your three guesses for the last offensive lineman to be the highest rated commit in Penn State's class? So in this Penn State class, Caden Wallace isn't, because Brandon Smith, the five-star linebacker, is. Yeah. But the last offensive lineman to be the top-rated player in a Penn State signing class. You got to go back a little bit.
You're going to have to just tell me, because I'm not going to spend time guessing.
Angelo Mangiero, back in the class of 2011. He was a four-star offensive guard, rated as the number 94 player in the country, which had him about roughly 50 spots ahead of Anthony Zettel in that class.
That was before, you know, Penn State recruiting has evolved. I mean, that is a statement right there. It's multiple statements. Number one, the inexact science of recruiting, because Mangiero ended up being a pretty good, versatile offensive lineman. He played anywhere from center to tackle.
He played everywhere, yeah.
And so he was a contributor, but I don't think he ever really lived up to his status as a top recruit. I also think that Penn State has evolved to the point where it would be a disappointment if the top player in the class was ranked number 94 in the country.
Yeah.
You know, this class isn't far off, but it also kind of depends on where you look. And a good example of that will be the next guy, Devin Ford, who rivals – they had him as a five-star. I don't know if that changed in their final rankings release of the 2018 calendar year. He's an impressive kid, really highly productive at the high school level. But I think, production is good. I think his tangible skills are really impressive. I also think if this is a situation where Miles Sanders were to leave for the NFL, which to me, that is a slightly more likely outcome than not right now. You have Devin Ford, whose skill set is complementary to Ricky Slade, where I think Ricky Slade will be a better between the tackles runner. He's got that kind of shifty burst and is so little that he just kind of emerges through tight spaces. And then Devin Ford, I think you get him outside, you get him in space, he has a way of finding and making the right cut, making a man miss. You have a little inside, outside. But he's an impressive guy too. And if you're looking at rivals, I'm guessing without looking that he's probably the top rated guy in the class by rivals. And then, you know, he's on a defensive side, but Brandon Smith too, depending on where you look, a really highly rated player.
Yeah, I know we have a lot of guys to get to, so I'll be quick on Devin Ford, but what just a tremendous talent. I mean, he is a guy that really, when it comes down to it, is in Penn State's wheelhouse when it comes to running back recruiting. He is the highest rated guy in the class according to Rivals. He is still listed as a 5-star on the recruiting page of the list of all Penn State's commits, and he's earned it. I mean, he is a record-setting high school running back that has really taken the torch and run with it down at North Stafford. So he is expected to come to Penn State. He's not the biggest guy in the world, but I remember thinking the same thing about Ricky Slade when he was honored at the Blue-White game before he got to campus. And then you see him in pads and you see what he can do, and suddenly you start forgetting about it all and worrying about all that size and speed stuff.
And, you know, I think it's worth saying, like, if you have seen what the strength staff did with Saquon Barkley, who wasn't that much to look at when he got to Penn State either. You saw what Miles Sanders looked pretty narrow as a really talented high school player. He really thickened up the lower half of his body. They have a history now, a recent history of developing these guys really well. The one wide receiver in the class, John Dunmore, I'm a big fan of his game. And I think, you know, he's only listed in the 170-pound range. So he's pretty skinny. He's pretty narrow. I think the way he plays position, I think that that's okay. You know, his body control and his ability to make contested catches. You talk about a couple of things that Penn State's wide receiver core could really use moving forward. He'll be an interesting guy to watch when it comes to the 2019 conversation. Again, if they get, as long as they get to the finish line with him, he's an interesting dilemma, so to speak. Because physically, I'm not sure how ready he looks, but when it comes to playing the game, he's really good. He's really talented.
Yeah, there's no question about it. Do we have time for real quick breaking news? Penn State, Maryland's going to be played on Friday, September 27th next year instead of Saturday, September 28th.
In Maryland.
This is according to Brett McMurphy, yeah.
Okay, in Maryland. Is it going to be in College Park?
They have not said yet. Okay. But I would assume that it's a strange time to announce that game being moved. So I'm not sure what that means, but you could see a couple of these guys on offense, Devin Ford included, playing that game.
Nice segue getting back to the
– Hey, I told you it would be quick, but I think Devin Ford could play in that game. John Dunmore maybe too.
Another interesting situation here was the two quarterbacks. You haven't really seen, you know, Penn State's pursuing this. Taquan Roberson, Michael Johnson Jr., two very different guys. You know, Michael Johnson, I think, is a better, slicker athlete than Taquan Roberson is. But if you were to kind of create a prototype of what Penn State was looking for to run its core offense, that's Taquan Roberson too. He has a way of making good, fast decisions. He's got a way of kind of reading defenders and doing the zone read stuff. Very well suited to run this offense. It'll be really fun to watch these guys develop.
No question about it. The game will be at Maryland Stadium, by the way.
Okay. Breaking news and an evolving situation here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Looking, you know, there are some new names that will be added to the mix. Offensive linemen, they're not done there yet. Trevor Keegan, Ja'Kai Moore, a couple names to look at. Did get Brenton Strange a little later in this cycle, tight end from West Virginia. So pretty diverse class. They'll want to bulk it up at wide receiver, running back, and probably along the offensive line. But a good set of commits so far. We're going to continue looking at this class so far, looking at defense. Come up after this. Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue, made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.